Episode 843, Be Ready When It's Your Turn.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary week. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day, and you are going to be inspired to be ready when it's your turn. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how's your week going so far? It's only Tuesday, but does it feel like it should be Thursday or Friday? Was Monday just way too long? Are you already just kind of drowning in the stuff of life? You are called to be ready when it's your turn. As bad as you want success, and that success could come in the form of like recognition, promotion, financial compensation, expansion, and maybe your business, personal growth, you may not get what you want when you want it. In going through life, completing the list and fulfilling the necessary tasks, we want a reward. We want to be compensated for our efforts. Don't you want what you think you deserve? Of course you do. You want to be able to say, yeah, I did this, so I in return get this. If you work out in the corporate world and you're trading time for money, you clock in and you clock out, then your efforts, what you do at work, you're being paid to fulfill a job, a responsibility. And so when we go through our life, whether it's in our relationship with our husband, with our wives, it's relationship with our children, it could be working with other people in the community, in our churches, we are expecting something in return, are we not? I mean, come on, let's be honest. We are. When we give, we hope to get something back. Now, sometimes when we come to charitable giving, maybe we don't expect it always, but we still get a higher return, don't we? Yeah, we're always blessed when we give from the heart. Well, you got to understand that in life, we don't always get what we want, even though we think we deserve it. And you have to remember, it's not of your strength and will, but of God's. You have to be ready when God sees fit to place you in the limelight. When he says, this is your time to shine. I find this where people are comparing themselves. And they're like, well, gosh, she did this, 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 and this. And how come I'm not there yet? Or you go to a high school reunion. And you're like, oh, my gosh, did you see all of these things that she's doing? I've been doing the same thing, but I don't get anything. So comparison plays a part in this. If you're in the online business world and you see, oh my gosh, my mentor or this person's doing this or I'm watching this person or we started about the same time, but she's going faster than I am or he is. What's happening here? If you're in the music industry and you're wanting to get your voice out there, your music, your own compositions, well, there's a form of comparison in everything and anything that we do throughout our lives. And we expect that when we put in the work that we should eventually be in the limelight. We should be saying, aha, here I am. Look at me, recognize me. But when everybody else is getting it, we begin to question, well, what are we doing wrong? People see your character and who you are from the outside. But God sees you and your character from the inside. You see, God is developing you. And sometimes we get to a point in our lives where it's just not working out like we think it should be working out, whether we're looking at the comparison thing and that's our report card and that's how we're grading ourselves. The only thing that we should be looking at is God's report card on us. Because you see, he's developing us. He's developing you. Your character. Your true character has to be ready when it's your turn. You can't expect to get everything you want on your own terms, but we do. I do. I want things a certain way on my own timeline. Can't I, you know, gain a certain amount of money within my business? Can I not make this happen? It's not of me making something happen always. Yes, I have to do the work. We all have to put in the work, but there's more to it. There's more to success than just doing the work. God's got bigger plans. He's got a greater purpose. He's crafting you one step at a time. You must be willing to be consistent, continually building your character. But we get impatient, don't we? Yeah. We get flustered. We say, I want what I deserve now. Come on, give it to me. I've worked hard at this. And then we get what? Sassy with God. Have you ever gotten sassy with him? Maybe thrown around a few ultimatums, but maybe they're not directly, you know, you don't say, okay, Lord, I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is how it's going to be. Maybe it's not that way, but it may be an ultimatum that you're throwing out to your child or to your husband or even to yourself. If you don't do this, then this is going to happen to you. Are you really in the position to throw an ultimatum at God? Even at yourself? We have to continually strive for what God is creating in us. It takes work to become a woman of impact, to become a man of impact. We have to understand that it isn't of our own doings. It's of God's. It's his strength. It's his will. It's what he wants. And he sees the bigger blueprint. He is the artist. You're his masterpiece. He's the creator. Don't you think he knows best? But what do? We get flustered. And when we get flustered with the pace of our own success, you know, sometimes we got to step back and take a moment of reflection. You need to make sure you are working on the areas God is instructing you to work on. It's not about you. God wants to develop you, the character. Because you see, there's ebbs and flow in life. You're going to be up high on a mountaintop, and then you're going to be lower in a valley. God wants to make sure that you're ready for those. Because when you begin to be flushed out into the limelight for all to see, he doesn't want you to fall even farther. Because you will fall. But he wants to make sure you have a strong foundation. He's continually developing you. So, you know, when you get flustered, because I know I do, I'm like, come on. Haven't I been doing this long enough, Lord? When do I get my time? You got to be real and honest with yourself. Are you doing things because you just want it? Are you doing it because God has called you? He is saying, yes, I'm opening this door. You need to walk through this one, but I'm closing this other one. Or that one that just got closed, or you sitting there banging down it because that's what you think you need to be doing. You got to be ready when it's your turn. There's more to life than just an agenda, a to-do list. But we get caught in those. We get caught in finishing all these things. And once when we finish them up, we think, oh, it's ours to have. It's not necessarily yours to have. To understand what we do matters, but not on our terms, but of God's terms. So when you do get that little frustration and you get flustered with the pace of your success, take a moment of reflection. Pray and ask that God will continually reveal his agenda. Ask that your agenda be shut down. Doors be closed that aren't supposed to be open. You're his best masterpiece. Let him do his great works in you, in developing a strong character, a woman of impact. Be ready when it's your turn. Don't let immediate gratification and frustration and impatient attitude damper the fruits God is bestowing on you. Do the work God calls you to do, and it's going to be work. And your timeline may not be the same timeline of God's. But remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's time to be ready when it's your turn. Don't go out and just sit there and go, I want it my way. Your way is not the best way. I know sometimes I think my way is the best way. Be ready when it's your turn. God has many, many blessings in store for you. More than you can even imagine. Trust in Him. Allow Him to build you up, to create the character, the woman of impact that He knows you need to be in order to be in the limelight, in the final blueprint that He's put together, His masterpiece, you, because you matter. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.